Thank you. I will start, Madam President, by praising you and your team for putting together this draft report of the Conference on Disarmament. It constitutes an excellent basis for our work as it registers the events and discussions as they unfold. We see no option other than to be faithful to the facts. Please count on the Brazilian delegation to support you throughout this process. Madam President, the approval of the draft report and the accompanying draft resolution to be presented in the first committee constitute the final phase of the conference's annual cycle. It was supposed to be a rather straightforward affair to fulfill our reporting obligations to the General Assembly regarding our activities and accomplishments. Under the current challenging political circumstances and the continuation of the protracted impasse regarding our program of work, we were at least capable of having in-depth discussions on various topics under our agenda, thanks to the diligence of the presidencies. Moreover, the retreat on the revitalization of the CD sparked a fruitful exchange of ideas and a spirited debate. For an off year, a reasonable result. All in all, in 2023, the conference deliberative function was fulfilled to the best of our abilities. But we have not progressed an inch in implementing the forum negotiating mandate, and our relationship with the United Nations membership was further strained by our inability to reach consensus regarding the admittance of observers. Negotiating treaties and the participation of the UN membership in the conference's work rest at the heart of the CD as an autonomous forum. Madam President, the relationship between the CD and the UN disarmament machinery was formalized by the first special session of the General Assembly in 1978, whereby the forum pre-existing the CD was grandfathered. It was to keep its autonomy, determine its rules of procedure, and admit observers to its deliberations. In theory, this arrangement looked sound, but even the best of the ideas might degenerate in practice. Causes are aplenty: disregard, complacency, accommodation, lack of accountability or oversight, and finally, absence of political will, or the combination of all of the above. As succinctly and elegantly summed up by Ambassador Bencini of Italy, the CD is too large to be efficient and too small to be democratic. I would only add to this formulation that the political economy of disarmament negotiations is a very challenging one. Consumers of security, us, on the one side, and arms producers on the other, is a very unbalanced equation. Arms control deals are geared towards providing enhanced security. Alas, security, although scarce, is not a commodity easily monetized, whereas the impact of disarmament to defense industries is immediately translated into cutting orders, programs, and expenditure, always a daunting proposition. A contrarian viewpoint is that only weapons can bring security. This might be true for a short period of time, but it's not sustainable in the long run. Hence, successful disarmament undertakings require the amassing of political will at the highest level. Otherwise, it will be hard, if not impossible, to get the necessary traction. Should this somewhat gloomy diagnosis prove to be right, it is far from evident that the CD will be able to self-reform. In fact, composed by the biggest military powers, it's not difficult to realize that the attraction to finding the path of least resistance towards the accommodation of shared interests is too big to be ignored. Our rules of procedure are the embodiment of this tendency. They are the natural consequence of a body conservative by nature, seeking to protect its members from unwanted change. Thus, not surprisingly, the impulses for self-reform rapidly die down. What does this have to do with the CD report? Should we continue to kick the can down the road, as the saying goes, and treat our impasses as business as usual, we will only add more doubt on our capacity to self-reform, constraining further our power of initiative. The perpetuation of the status quo is not an option, as acknowledged by the Secretary General's political brief, A New Agenda for Peace. If the CD does not perform its negotiating function, alternatives are already set in motion. Direct negotiations in the General Assembly, treaty regimes outside the United Nations, or other imperfect solutions that led to greater fragmentation of the disarmament machinery. Last year's experience with the CD report was one not to be repeated, Madam President. The exercise was frustrating and led to a divided vote in the General Assembly. All this is very damaging to the conference's reputation, and in the end, it will only strengthen the resolve of those committed to the reform of the UN disarmament machinery. We are prisoners of our previous decisions adopted under our own rules of procedure. Sweeping them under the carpet will not make them look better. Consequences have this nasty habit of imposing themselves afterwards. Thank you, Madam President.